Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so Gator, I said before the break, could anything signify a turnaround out of that game? I tend to think no. But did they learn something here? That ESPN stats and information stuff on zone versus man coverage is pretty remarkable. Man defense by the Lions, 82.1% in week one. Now, given they had a fully healthy secondary back then, right? Mm-hmm. But they played 82.1% man.
No, they didn't.
Other than Okuda, you're right. 82.1% in week one, 81.8% in week two, and they only played 55.6% of man in week three. You think we see them play less man coverage moving forward, mix it up a little bit more?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope that they're competent coaches and that they make the correct adjustments as a staff and have the right game plan in place to be able to take on teams. What are you going to use against Drew Brees? I mean, you got a bunch of receiver sets, so I would imagine that there is some kind of a zone. I think you have to protect against what you're facing, which is Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas. So I don't think that's I don't think you want to go one-on-one with those guys.
I'll be interested to see if they pressured Kyler Murray more than they've pressured Mitchell Trubisky, more than they pressured Aaron Rodgers. Again, I suspected that they played more zone, and I would suspect that they probably did a little bit better job of getting to the quarterback this week.
Well, you know, somebody brought this up too, that and I think you did as well a little bit, that with the secondary with no Trufant, no Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming back for Sunday's game?
I don't think Coleman, I don't think is eligible till he's been on the IR for 4 weeks. So that would be after week five. So okay. I think Trufant practiced last
Trufant
week.
Trufant should be back. Yeah. And I don't know I thought it was 3 weeks, but it was 3 weeks after that game. So maybe it is after week four for Coleman, but yeah, they're going to get Trufant back. And if you're getting Trufant back, that means you're getting your number one corner back. Should that help? You're damn right that should help.
One would think.
So let's see what – I don't know what kind of defense they're going to throw at the Saints, but I hope it's a game plan that is that makes sense.
All right. Hey, Evan, can you bounce in here for a second? I want to update some people on a few things. You know what I'm doing. Let's start with this. Last week on Friday, Gator, I got a call from a guy – predicting that the Cardinals will put up a 50-burger on the Lions. And I think it was a caller named Matt then called and said, I shoot the boot guarantee they'll score 50 on the Lions.
Wow.
They fell 27 points short of that. So, Matt, if you're out there, if anybody knows Matt, we are calling Matt out. And we want to know that he will follow through on the shoot the boot guarantee. Also, updating my Scooble and Mize final numbers, their final ERA, 6.91, which is better than the 7.42, which was the Tigers' starting ERAs when those two got called up. I said, I'll shoot the boot if they don't have a better combined ERA than the Tigers started leading up to that point. So I got that in.
Nice job.
Yep. Did you double-check these numbers for him, Gator? He did the math.
Look, I'm not the one to do math on that, but I'm gonna trust Doug.
It's accurate. But then there was also a shoot the boot guarantee that Evan made that Jordan Zimmermann would have a better ERA, walks and hits per innings pitched, and opponent batting average than Matthew Boyd.
At second outing.
The rest of the way when Zimmermann got activated. He finished with a worse walks and hits per innings pitch, a worse ERA, and you said it would be all three.
Oh, yeah.
Batting average against was...
Not good.
Yeah, was it worse, though? It was worse.
Was there word on why Zimmermann only went one inning yesterday? I didn't watch the game. I was flipping around, so I didn't get to see a whole lot of Tigers game. I saw that Zimmerman started.
You know what? I had it on the background. Was they just throwing him a nod because it might have been his last game ever?
I guess, but I mean, one perfect inning, I think, is what he had.
Yeah. But anyway, Evan guaranteed it.
He should have needed another pitch more.
We changed it and let Evan know that he could, since he's not a beer drinker, you now have to eat vegetables for a week.
Yeah.
You never eat vegetables.
Yeah, where do you buy these things?
In the produce section
at
the grocery
store. So it's not by the candy or chips or anything
no.
like that?
No. Right. We'd like you to load up on vegetables and bring them in and eat them for lunch every day.
Okay. It's going to be like Kevin eating the broccoli.
Kevin eating the broccoli.
In The Office. You love The Office.
I do. I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's so good. It's
an all-time classic scene.
Is it?
I mean, okay. It's so good.
He doesn't know how to eat broccoli. It's amazing.
Some celery, some carrots.
Yeah, and we'll make you eat them like in here.
Sure.
Streamed it on Twitch.
Does he get to dip in ranch or no?
I think just raw vegetables.
Just straight up veggies. Right.
Yeah, if I dip it in something, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Wow, even you're looking for... I was giving you the out. You didn't take it, Ev. I'm proud of you.
I'm a man of my word.
And you're a man of word.
A man of word, as he was proclaimed. Hey,
so that one didn't work out. But it did work out, Doug, because remember what I said. I said maybe this bet is going to propel Matthew Boyd into being a stud. And look what it did. He stepped up his game after that.
Did he? Or was Zimmermann just that bad?
He only had one bad outing out of the three.
Somebody just sent me a text, or I'm sorry, it was from Rucksack on Twitch. Guy said, I'll take a mortgage out on my house and put it on the line that they would have 50 against the Lions D.
Wow.
Yeah. He did say that. I want to get it up. Maybe we can find Matt. Let's see if we can track
him. I'm going to guess if Matt said that, you won't hear from Matt.
No, probably not.
You might hear him calling as a John, but it won't be Matt.
That's right. All right, Ev, thanks. We look forward to watching you eat vegetables the rest of the week. Let's go to Robert in Marine City. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. I don't know. Are you guys still touching on the Lions?
Oh, yeah.
Aspect?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. So, I don't know. Obviously, the last couple of years, when Stafford's healthy, the offense has been the bright spot, if you want to compare it to our defense. But I don't know. With Bevel, it was great. We got that win yesterday. But Bevel, every time we get a little lead or something, he continues to hand the ball off 10 out of 15 times, 12 out of 15 times. And I think that's a big problem with him. Like, I like the way how him and Stafford connect at times, but I don't like how he takes his foot off the gas. Especially that first week, that was pathetic. Like, I don't
blame him for the first week. They had a revamped offensive line and a new toy in Adrian Peterson, and they tried to finish the game running out the clock, the slow bleed of the Bears. They tested,
right,
they took
absolutely.
It out for a test drive, and it didn't work in week one.
But they didn't really run the ball that much in the second half.
What, against the Bears?
Right.
Well, they did at the end. They tried to run, and then they got themselves in a pass situation. But they tried to, and I mean, when you revamp stuff, you want to see if you can do it, and they couldn't. I don't think they didn't take their foot off the gas against the Packers when they were up.
I mean, yeah, I don't think they took their foot off the gas because they're up so early. I mean, I feel like they lost that one pretty quick there.
I think they've done it once this year, and you cycled an old cliche. I really don't think they have a problem with running it way too much. I really don't.
Okay.
Do you think they ran or passed more yesterday?
Yesterday, I mean, Adrian Peterson had a couple good runs there at the beginning, and but I think they passed the ball more for sure.
Okay, so what's your complaint? I'm sorry, Robert. What's your complaint again?
I think they need to stick, even when they're up, it doesn't matter. I think Bevel needs to stick at what they're good at or what they're best at, and that's putting the ball in Stafford's hands and giving the receivers the opportunity to make some plays. When we're up by 14 or whatever you want to call it, 2-3 touchdowns, I don't think the game's over no matter what. And that showed week one, and that showed a couple times in a few games last year when Stafford was still playing. I just don't like how Bevel takes his foot off the gas, and I think he does that too often whenever we have a lead.
I don't think it's true at all. I think they did in week one a little bit on one of their late drives. But I don't know.
I think I actually liked the balance yesterday. I like that they stuck with the run even though it wasn't going anywhere in the second half. I don't think they overran the football. When they found themselves down 23-20 and they got the ball, they had a drive, went 7 plays, 45 yards. I'm just trying to look.
I'm looking back at like a game last year, Kansas City, where they basically scored on three of their last four possessions, and the one they didn't, they ran the ball, then they went pass, pass, run, pass, pass, pass. I mean, I'm trying to, and I don't think there's a pattern to them doing this. I think they've executed like dog crap in some of these games, but sure they did it against the Bears, but they were taking the new running game out for a spin. Didn't work.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, they got down by, they were down 23-20. They got the ball back and they ran the ball the first play and then they threw it six straight times.
Are you talking yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen a problem being taking the foot off the gas.
No, I don't think that's
personally.
Look, you keep the team off balance because you were able to run the ball successfully in the first half. You're trying to keep doing that in the second half, and I think it keeps the defense honest. The defense now knows, all right, we got to watch out for Adrian Peterson, and it can open up things for other players. Now, if you're not running the ball well, and you're still trying to run the ball throughout the game, if the first half you're running the ball and it's going nowhere, and you're playing in the second half and it's still not going anywhere, you might want to change things up, but I haven't seen that to be the case yet.
Another one here, Dak Jones just tweeted us, the caller is right, Doug. About them taking their foot off the gas? I don't know. 248-539-9797. All right, Jeffrey Okuda heard the criticism. Here's what he had to say about it at 105.97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.